Woods won the media center bar, number one qualifier in pro stock. Derek Kramer, 6.613 at 208.42 miles per hour, his second of the season and his career. Last pair, you and Erica going up there. Greg had just jumped up to number one. Did you guys think it was going to run that 61?
No, we didn't. We were thinking after Greg ran that 62, we were thinking we'd be 62.3 maybe if we really did really well. And yeah, we didn't expect that at all.
What did you see the numbers on the board when you went by, or radio from the crew?
It was radioed from the crew. Yeah, I'm too busy shutting the car down and just, you know, making sure I am settled before I, you know, can collect myself as I make the corner and everything. So, yeah, it was good to hear. Everyone on the radio was super excited, and we got to thank all the American Ethanol, Novozymes, Poet, all our sponsors for helping us get here, and we'll see what we can do tomorrow morning.
After the success you've had this year, are you asking yourself, why didn't I do the KB route earlier?
No, actually. I mean, I think everybody's got their dues to pay. And, I mean, we definitely tried to do our best with the equipment we were given. And we think we did that. We've pretty much made the decision that we were making good runs, and we just didn't have the power. So we needed to go out and find the power. So that's what we did.
Was this Q4 just a case of the conditions getting better by the second?
I think so. It just seems to get cooler in the car. Like, normally I'm in the car as late as I possibly can be, and it just seemed to be more comfortable and more comfortable the more I sat in the car. So I definitely think so.
And your thoughts on running your old car in the first round?
It's unfortunate that it shook out that way, but we'll have an American Ethanol showdown in the first round, so we'll be excited for that in the middle of Kansas, no less. So it'll be great.
Perfect. Great.
Thank you.